Zacchaeus. How many of you were singing the song in your head?
I am right now.
Right? Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he. Who knows it? He climbed up in the sycamore tree, the Lord he wanted to see. And then Jesus says something. He goes, Zacchaeus, you come down. I just can see the little kids choir. You come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today. Yes? Yeah? It's a fun song. Zacchaeus. In the Bible, he's a tax collector. He's a man of short stature. And his name means short, right? No, his name means actually clean and pure. That's what his name means in Hebrew. So all these people who didn't like Zacchaeus were saying, that clean and pure dude, we don't like him. Doesn't mean anything related to short or small. But this tax gatherer, who was short in stature, was not well loved at all. People thought he was a crook because he was a tax gatherer. He had to be a crook. Anyone who collects taxes must be a crook, right? That's what the people thought. That's what people still think. And you know, Zacchaeus was rich. So he has to be something bad. There's nothing clean and pure about a rich person who's in charge of the tax collections. It appears, though, that nobody ever took the time to notice, to audit what Zacchaeus did, and saw that he gave half of his income to the poor, and if he was ever caught cheating, he would pay four times in damages. They just hated him because that's what you're supposed to do with tax collectors. They hated him because all rich people must be crooks. They hated him because there were political ads all over the place on the radio that told them to hate him because he was so awful. All right, that last part didn't happen. There were billboards, probably. But you might be thinking that I've gone a little too far here, because the verses say that Zacchaeus said he would give half his income away. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me eat with you. Now I'm going to give away half of my income, and if I have done anything bad, I'll pay back four times. Last week, I gave a little tiny preview of this bit here. During the arrogance of the Pharisee and the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. We don't know who the tax collector was. It would be funny if it was Zacchaeus. And I do guess it depends on how you're reading the Bible, and scholars disagree on this part. In the Zacchaeus story, though, Bible scholars, many of them, think that the text translated in the English translations as will give or will pay should be simply give and pay. What's the English teachers will give versus give? It's the present future. What is it? Will give is future. There's some English device that is that part there, but should be translated probably as give and pay. So Zacchaeus, the one whose name means clean and pure, Zacchaeus, the short and stature head tax gatherer, sought out Jesus because he wanted to welcome someone who had already changed his life. He wanted to welcome the one who loved the ones that it seemed everyone else shunned, rejected, and hated. And the crowds didn't like that Jesus noticed Zacchaeus. This is the way the Message translates that. The Message paraphrase in common English. It says, then Jesus entered and walked through Jericho. There was a man there, his name Zacchaeus, the head tax man and quite rich. He wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man, and he couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree so that he could see Jesus when he came by. When Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, hurry down! Today is my day to be a guest in your home. And Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus home with him. Everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped. What business does he have getting cozy with this crook? Zacchaeus just stood there, a little stunned. He stammered apologetically, Master, I give away half my income to the poor, and if I'm caught cheating, I pay four times the damage. Jesus said, today is salvation day in this home. Here he is, Zacchaeus, son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost. Everyone was indignant and they grumped. They were one of the dwarves, right? They grumped. Grumpy. We all grump. We grump when prices go up. We grump that we're not getting enough in the offering plate to meet expenses. We grump that there aren't as many people here as there used to be. We grump that the other political side is going to ruin the country. We grump that religious folk act as if they're better than anyone else. We grump that religious folk can't seem to agree on anything. We grump that people who don't deserve it get attention. We grump that someone else is taking or going to take our stuff, our entitlements. We grump over and over again. The crowd by Zacchaeus grumped. And then Zacchaeus said, Jesus, I give away half of my income to the poor, and I pay back four times the damages to anyone I've ever cheated. Ever wonder why four times? Because if you cheat someone and you get caught, probably you should just pay back what you cheated. Even, you didn't mean to, so pay back. Pay the right amount. Well, four times is a significant Bible number, too. The law said that if a person had wronged someone financially, they should pay back the principal plus 20% interest. That's in Numbers. But if they stole a sheep, then they had to pay back four sheep. Zacchaeus was so serious about dealing with honesty that he would pay back someone as if he had stolen a sheep from them. That was a big deal, to steal someone's sheep. I wonder what the world would be like if we gave half our income to the poor and paid back four times the damage to anyone we have cheated. What if we spent half our time working to make the world better and paid back four times the blessings we have received? What if we took half the energy we used to grump and instead worked spending it all loving and attending to one another and worked four times as hard making things better rather than grumping about it? Jesus had some words for the grumpy crowd and the stunned and stammering and apologetic Zacchaeus. He said, today is salvation day in this home. Salvation day. When we talk about salvation in Christian churches, we think of salvation. You get your salvation, God loves you, and when you die, you get to go to heaven. So maybe you could look at it, and Jesus says, today is salvation day, and Zacchaeus, when you die, you go to heaven. Salvation is it's a more powerful word than even that. In society, at Jesus' time, and even now, I know that we think about future, and we think about heaven, and we think about what happens when you die. But we also live to make the world a better place now, and to make sure that people don't feel as if they are on the outside. That is one of the things that the church is supposed to do. So I don't think Jesus was talking about the future when Zacchaeus had died. He was talking about that day, and he was talking about restoration. Salvation and restoration are just intertwined with each other. He was telling everyone that Zacchaeus, whom they hated and rejected, was a worthy, loved, and restored part of the community. Jesus turned them on their heels once again. The lost in the community of people who thought they got it were the ones in the community who were rejecting Zacchaeus. The people that thought that they had it right and we should be rejecting this awful person didn't get it. And Jesus said, no, today is salvation day. Zacchaeus is restored. He's part of this community. Jesus came to find and restore the lost. No one is outside of restoration. No one. That person you're thinking of, no, no one. It's hard to hear sometimes because we get our righteous indignation going and say, but them, no. No one is outside of God's restoration. So, do you feel rejected for any reason? Jesus offers hope and restoration. Are you rejecting people for any reason? Jesus offers hope and restoration. Are you willing to experience God's reformation, reconciliation, and salvation? Jesus calls us. Jesus calls to the ones who've climbed up the tree so that they could see. Jesus calls to the ones who are grumbling because Jesus is noticing the ones in the tree. Go. Live. Be restored. Be generous. Attend to one another. Live in love. Amen.